even though that is structure?
We have it as a structure. They may not. That might be the delta in the 10,000 square foot delta between their number and our number for square footage.
I understand.
It's could be a possibility.
Okay.
But the rate per square foot is, we're at about $15 more than they are. They're saying 40.
Yeah.
So
Home Depot was $56.75 a square foot. Lowe's is at $54.90 a square foot.
And you have them at, you have Lowe's, okay, this is Lowe's, okay.
You're on Lowe's.
So they're actually a little bit less just because they're brand than Hollister. Yes.
Tried to run it out.
Yeah. We have anyone for Menards, where Menards is? Has there been one for that?
I know.
And that outside structure is assessed at lesser value, though, because it's not structured walls, correct? That 10,000 extra?
No roof. So there will be no roof. No structured walls. But we do have it as an area that we count for construction. Just now.
And then,
not extensive.
Did you find anything on Gibb?
There's only one.
Okay. See if we can get rid of that one real quick.
So they're under minority. What
are they contesting value?
MARD. Or you can look up 801 Birch Street.
Proportional.
801 Birch
proportional.
Street.
Oh, yeah, they're just, it's just classification. She's got it up on the screen.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Yes, this is David Akers from the Tehama County Board of Equalization. I apologize that we're calling late. We're just having a long day. Is now a good time?
Yes, now's the perfect time. Thank you.
Okay. I might be able to shorten this pretty quick.
Sorry.
Hello.
Sorry about that.
This is Bob. That was my wife, Kathy.
Okay. Hi, Bob. Bob and Kathy, what we've been doing, I assume this is a nightly rental that you use for both personal use and sometimes put it in a nightly rental program?
Right. Okay. And we're not an investor. We just bought it for our own use and put it there because people ask for it.
Sure. Understand.
So
what we've
you
done.
You see the spread on the third sheet of what we sent you.
Okay. Bob, to be consistent with what we've done with other people, we made a decision in these kinds of cases a few years ago because there's a lot of people that have them and that put these in night rental mm-hmm. programs, is that on your first one, if you have one that you're using for both personal use and you put it in a nightly rental pool, we have been doing 25% commercial, 75% residential. So basically 39 weeks out of the year we classified as residential. So
yeah.
That gives people a pretty good break on the first one. If you get more than one, consider it a business, and the rest of them are 100% commercial. So if you guys just have the one, which is my understanding, then we would...
That's all we have.
All right. So is that 25-75 sound pretty reasonable?
I think so.
Okay. I would make a...
Let me ask you, is that negotiable?
Yeah, I guess I'm just trying to hope that you're okay with that because that's consistent with what we've done, and we're going to treat you the same as the other people that we've had in front of us on those.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I would make a motion on BOE 394 that we'd classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Seconded.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. It looks like that's the only basis that you appealed on, so that should take care of the classification. You'll get a decision out of from the clerk's office, but I appreciate you guys owning in Taney County. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
And which one was that and what page?
BOE 394.
394. What page is that on? I'm not...
It's right 24? Below the Lowe's. It's page 24.
This is for Lowe's and Stainscape.
Okay, he called back. Okay, and I called Gabe again. What was Lowe's last year, just out of curiosity?
$6 million.
I don't have that number. Do you see that?
Six million.
Huh?
It was $6 million.
So it's gone up 50%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year was $6,473,000.
Had it just not been assessed in a while, or is that... Just curious as to why it went up.
Yeah.
It's not been assessed.
Well, there were some items that were missing that weren't added to the software, some points. So that's why it ended up going up. It just wasn't.
So it's been like $6,700,000 somewhere in there since 2007.
Oh, okay, so for 15 years they've had the $6 million. Okay. And this is consistent with, say, what you do with Home Depot. Okay. Well, dang it.
I'm getting a few confused where I'm at.
Abe, this is David Akers, Taney County Board of Equalization. It looks like you called back in after I called, so I was calling you. This is regarding the Lowe's.
Yes.
Okay. With respect to the Lowe's, it's my understanding that it went up pretty substantially, but you guys have been at the same spot for about 15 years. We've looked at your estimation here based on, I think, a $40 a square foot basis, and there seems to be a little discrepancy on the square footage because I think maybe the assessor included your garden center, and I'm not sure that you did in that estimation. Please go ahead. Tell me whatever you want to tell me. And when I say me, I'm talking about the board.
Square footage discrepancy, you're saying the number I have does not reflect the
I think you guys, I'm not sure if you guys are using the same square footage, are you? Do you know in the...
It seems like we're off about 10,000 square feet. I think that's
you're off about what?
10,000 square feet.
You're off about 10,000 square feet, I think, between the two of you.
So
9,566.
Yeah, they may just
it's be... Probably the garden center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's what they're doing. And, of course, they didn't assess that with the walls or the roof or anything like that. But, Abe, go ahead and the board is here. The assessors here were live on the Internet, so we'll please go ahead.
Okay, absolutely. So I'll kind of – so a 93-page document was provided, which is largely supporting documentation. Pages 1 through 12 are like kind of the meat of the kind of analysis. One moment, I apologize. I'm actually at home right now, and I have a child.
No, that's fine.
Taking me around.
No problem.
Does not want to seem to give me a moment. Okay.
You're good. No, you're good. I actually have an 18-month at my old age.
That's good. So 1 through 12 is the real meat of the package. I'll focus on that. Otherwise, the latter pages are all supporting documentation for the data and analysis that are included in pages 1 through 12. And so I'll just kind of run through it from a high level. I think it's largely straightforward. It's a summary of sale comps and rent comps, and then includes an income analysis. So page one has summary information for the property. We did look at the enclosed building square footage as kind of the primary driver of value. And so we did use throughout the analysis 126,748 square feet. We show the value of the property as reflected in the assessor's record, comments explaining what we looked at. So we looked at 8 big box retail comps that range from $3.50 to $5.40. We also looked at sales of big box retail properties that range from $20 to $46 a square foot. The income analysis and sales analysis indicated values are at the bottom there. And we erred on the side of the higher of the two analyses. So that is how we got to the $5,999,000 requested value, which is the income analysis number. So on page 2 of the document, that is the summary income analysis, and there's comments on the bottom with four inputs. There's market rent, market vacancy, market expenses, and a market cap rate. So market rent at the top, we looked at 8 big box retail leases. Those are contained and summarized on pages 3 and 4. And then there's also demographic ranking data, which kind of compares the relative locations of the subject property compared to each of the five, or each of the 8 lease properties. So, again, supporting documentation is kind of in the latter portions of the document. But summary information and the rent per square foot, which is the primary kind of comparison here, is summarized. And so it's the analysis of these 8 comps is how we arrived at $4.75. Specifically on page 5, you can see the ranking of population growth, number of households, median household income, and median home value, and you can see where the subject property sits relative to each of the lease properties to understand relative location. So moving on to the vacancy and collection allowance, we apply 5% for vacancy plus the 1% collection. That is, an assumption that, approximately one out of every 20 years, a property like this will go vacant, or the market expects or anticipates vacancy. Then there's market expenses, which are pretty low overall, and it's based on IREN data, which is investment management data for retail properties. So we do include a management and administrative expense. We also include a replacement reserve, and so that's for money set aside annually for big-ticket items like a new roof or other substantial or major expenses that require repairs or replacement on a longer-term horizon. And then finally, we have the cap rate, which on page 6 and then also in the supporting documentation where we provide the survey report, we look at realty rate as well as RERC. And summarize that data, and we arrive at an 8.5% cap rate. And so, bringing it all together, I'm back on page 2. We capitalize the net operating income and arrive at the $5,990,000. I'll just speak at high level kind of terms of the sales comp analysis that was done. That's on pages 7, 8, and then similar demographic data is provided on page 9. This ultimately did not, dictate or even really influence our requested value. It's just more of additional information that when these properties transact, when just land, building, and site improvements transact, this is what the properties typically sell for. And that's a range of around, call it $20 a square foot up to $46. So with the average and median, kind of around 30, we did apply $35 a square foot for the subject property, which is around the average. And so coming back to page 1, I talked about the income analysis, I talked about the sales analysis, and we all requested that the higher of the two values, which is close to how this property, the value that was previously assigned to this property, is off by maybe $500,000. So I think maybe the last year's value was closer to or just under $6.5 million. You can correct me on that. But that's where we're coming from. That's our requested value, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, is this just out of curiosity, this has been at the same value since about 2007, 2008. You guys haven't appealed this. This is the first time you've appealed?
That's my understanding. So we first got involved with Lowe's about 3 years ago. Okay. So the first time we really looked at this property was for the 2021 assessment, and we did not file an appeal that year. I can't really speak to the history before then. If your records reflect this has never been appealed, that sounds right.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you have questions?
Do you have any comparables that are in the state of Missouri? These were all out-of-state comparables.
So which are